all niggers talking about cooking. You ain't cooking. You want beef? I got you. Abortion clinic dumpsters are filled with nigger babies. They're more useful to the world, pushing up daisies even more so than slavery. But some say it's distasteful and wasteful, so I turned them into patties and sprinkled them with basil. Mud slime genocide at my leisure. Nigger bodies stacked in the back of the McDonald's freezer. The patties just got greasier. I supersized the AIDS and threw in a McFever. Rolled in the back with a meat cleaver, whipping aborted.
Oh, and look at this. This shit better be satire too. Because if you come back home and you see your son put on a fucking dress, it's like, what the fuck? Yeah, is this some bullshit? Did what? Did fucking Uncle Bad touch you? Yes, did he visit you at night? Did he do things to you? So now he is a she now? Fuck you. Take off that fucking dress. I'm gonna fucking get my belt and beat the living shit out of you. Yes, boy. You're supposed to be a boy, not a fucking faggot. Yes, so fuck off and get fucking in there and... Man, this is some bullshit, I'm telling you. Yes, everybody thinks that men are just fucking weak-ass bitches, that we supposed to take this shit. Why? Why? It's because being conditioned this way. That's why. So don't. You should go rebel against your fucking programming, because this is not what you're supposed to be. No. Not in a long shot, friend. This is bullshit. If you can't see it, you deserve to suck dick. Just an opinion, of course. Oh yes, friends, these people fucking piss me off. Yes, this chick is the one that got me triggered, so if you have someone to blame for me doing this bullshit, blame her. Go fucking and do stuff to her. I mean, this is for entertainment purposes only, so you shouldn't hurt people, even though they do deserve it. You shouldn't do it because you'll go to jail, so... Don't do that. Don't go to jail, friend. Wait after the collapse, then you can do whatever you want. Just saying.
If you show a man a photograph of a woman who's dressed like a CEO and she's gorgeous, and you show a man a picture of a woman who's dressed like a Burger King service...
What the fuck? Do you know these two different types of women have gonna have different types of mindsets? Yes, the CEO is gonna wanna make money and do all kinds of power moves. And the chick that works as a barista on Starbucks or is, you know, a cashier in McDonald's or some bullshit like that? Guess what? She's not gonna be thinking about moving things around, no. She'll be like happy-go-lucky and she'd talk to her. I don't know, you might have a shot with her. But, you know, women are stupid. Yeah, so enjoy.
You know, person, and she's drop-dead gorgeous. Men are gonna find her similarly.
What the fuck? You know what, lady? A good piece of ass is a good piece of ass. Yes, it doesn't matter if it's from a CEO or from some fucking homeless ass bitch that's gonna suck your dick for $20. Yeah, when a chick is fine, she's fine. Doesn't matter what she's wearing or what she's doing. Yeah, all you gotta do is just clean her up and there you go. But yeah, women are just fucking stupid. And they think that they're God's gift to men. They're gonna treat you like shit. So, yeah, look out for that kind of shit, buddy. Just saying.
Attractive in both conditions. It doesn't matter. The woman can be doing... It doesn't matter what the woman is doing. And there's been research that shows this. They'll show men and women photographs of people in different types of...
Look, you stupid bitch. For guys, it's a little bit different. When a guy sees a fine chick, it doesn't matter where she comes from or what the fuck. If a guy fucking finds you attractive, he's gonna want to put his penis inside of you. Yeah, he's gonna see if he could do a relationship or that shit. Yeah, he's attracted to you, so, you know, if there's that. But no, women, you want to do your fucking bullshit. Yes, women, when they find you attractive, yeah, they try to get you. But then when you try to go for it, they get grossed out and they toss you to the monkeys. So, yeah, women are fucking stupid. That's why women don't deserve rights. And that's why you need to keep them chained up to your bedpost. I don't know. In the future, who knows what's going to happen, so...
Outfits. And the men's ratings of how attractive the women are has just everything to do with how attractive the women are.
Well, lady, unfortunately, men will fuck anything that moves. Yeah, and sometimes we will even fuck things that don't move. Corpses and, you know, unconscious people, but you know, it is what it is. But you women, you try to find the guy that gives you the best things, the most resources, and all that good stuff. So you don't give a fuck about a guy's personality, only what you could get off the guy. Yeah, so you're a fucking parasite in my opinion, but who the fuck knows about that shit? Not me, apparently, because I'm retarded.
For women rating men, it all depends on what they're wearing, right? Do they show cues to resource access? Do they not?
Yes, fellas. Once you realize that women only want you for the stuff that you could do and what you could provide, then you know that you shouldn't be chasing women. Either they take what you give them or they could fuck right off. Yes, it's actually liberating. You could just walk away. If a chick doesn't give you the deal that you want, just leave her alone. Yes, you're the one that makes things happen. Not her. All she has is a warm, wet hole, but it's not too fuck. Women suck, just saying, okay?
Show cues to resource access, and women tend to modulate how physically attractive they find men based on whether or not they have these cues related to provisioning ability.
Yes, fellas, women only care about what you could provide for them, what you could do for them. If you have money, if you have all this stuff, but they don't care about you as a person. They only care about you as a provider. You're just a mule to them. Yeah, you're a mule, take it. You're a means to the end. So stop being a placeholder. What is wrong with you, friend? I know you want to fuck them. I do too. God knows how much I want to fuck them. But you can't have a relationship with these women. What's the point of trying to fuck a woman if you can't be in a relationship? Unless you want to rape them. Well, that's a horse of a different color, and I like the way you think, but in the end of the day, I still want a relationship. Yeah, I'll rape the first few women, but, you know, after a while, I'm going to want to keep one for myself. So, yeah, so I don't know, man. I'll leave that to you, I guess.
I don't want nothing to do with you. I'm out of jail. I'm living my best life.
I got you out of jail. Don't ever forget that. That's one thing.
This dude's a fucking loser. He bailed this bitch out, and then he fucking tells her, and then the chick says, go fuck yourself? Yeah, what do you expect? Women don't appreciate the shit that you do. So you're a fucking loser and a fucking simp. I'm not the only one that's saying that. Apparently, this chick is saying that shit too. So, what the fuck, dude? Yeah, man, what's wrong with niggers? Why are niggers so simpy with women? Yes, I don't understand it. I know a lot of women, a lot of men are fucking simps, but I noticed that fucking niggers are like an extra form of simpy. Please don't simp. Oh, yes, and I'm not talking about black men, because black men are alright. I'm talking about the niggers, the stereotypes, all that shit. Yeah, that's a horse of a different color, and that color is nigger. Just saying.
I don't want you to have.
Why you got this thing in my face before I really switch?
Man, you're a fucking bitch, and this chick knows that you're a bitch. You know why you're a bitch? It's because this chick owns you. Yeah, you're telling her that she's beautiful, she's this, she's that. You bailed her out, and you already went out on a date with her. It's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? If this chick keeps treating you like shit, well, you keep on saving her. Stop being Captain Save-A-Ho. Yeah, that's another thing that I don't like about niggers. They do shit like that. And yeah, you deserve to get fucked. Yeah, there's a reason why there's gay nigger porn. Just saying.
Let's go eat. Where are we gonna go?
You wanna go eat?
Yeah.
See, Casey, that's the problem with you girls of this generation. Like, you don't want to talk to me.
Yes, stupid. Can't you tell that this woman doesn't give a flying fuck about you? You should stop simping. Yes, you do all this fucking shit for her. You took her on a date. You bailed her out. You buy all this fucking food. And she says that she doesn't want shit to do with you. She thinks you're a fucking loser. And she's right, because you keep on doing all this shit for her. Yeah, the more you do for a woman, the more they hate you. They hate that stuff. Yeah, they like it when you abuse them. They like it when you treat them like shit. Yes, you experiment with these women. That's what I fucking do. Women want to present themselves, then I'm going to use them as fucking toys and playthings. Because that's what they deserve. Because they're fucking filthy animals. Whoa, Gonzo, you're talking crazy shit. Well, what? Don't your eyes work? What the fuck's wrong with you, man? Whatever. You do you, I guess.
You don't want to talk to me, but you want me to buy you food. Like, you want some weird.
Yeah, man, she made that shit painfully clear. But yeah, because you're a stupid nigger. Nigger, you don't fucking see that this chick is just treating you like shit and you're abusing you. Yeah, you like getting abused? I don't know, apparently. Yeah, does this chick puts on a strap on and fucks you in the ass? Well, yeah, because no way you're gonna get her. Yeah, she has to peg you because you're never gonna put your penis in this fucking bitch. Yeah, she has a nice fucking body, but she has a fucked up attitude. Yeah, I'll fucking give her a fucking roundhouse to the face. Fuck this bitch. No, she's worthless. But you're stupid. So go put up with this vile woman. Enjoy.
Last time we went on a date, couldn't even pay for $15.
I'm like 40.
Oh, $15 versus $40. I don't know, man. I think you wasted way too much fucking money either way. Yeah, this bitch is a fucking whore and she doesn't love you, so what the fuck are you doing?
$50 in my Cash App. I could buy you some food.
I'm good.
It's a bougie shit.
You need taco.
You got taco money?
No, you see? This okay, is why I'm sorry, I don't go out with this.
Oh, you say you don't go out with this, but yet you want him to take you out to go eat after he bailed your ass out. It's like, what the fuck? You see how women are? They're selfish, entitled, and they think that you're just fucking there to serve them. So why are you doing it? You're better off not serving them, and then you might get something better. I don't know. Keep being a nigger, I guess.
This is crazy. Our budget is $20, bro.
What I'm saying is $4 taco. You got.
Yeah, the only reason this bitch keeps talking to this dude is because of the drama. Yeah, fuck this brokey. Why don't you find yourself someone that with money? But no, you'd rather be there and put up with the drama because that's what you like. Because you're a worthless whore.
Bro, I'm that broke. You know how much shit is? This is $200 a pop. No cap. $200.
Oh, so the guy's saying that his sweater and his sweatpants are worth $200 each? What the fuck? I would never spend that kind of money on that kind of shit. You're just buying the logo. Yeah, you could buy some that are worth $20. Yeah, $20 fucking sweatpants and a sweater? There you go. Yeah, it's like I fucking dress like that too, and it's cheaper and it looks just as good. Yes, and I got sandals too, and I didn't pay no fucking... Yeah, knowing you, you probably spend like $1,000. They're probably Yeezys. I thought Yeezys were fucking red or something. I don't know. Yeah, I think it's fucking gay. You're out up and about, and you're wearing sandals with socks? No, if you're out in the street, you shouldn't be wearing sandals. No, you should be wearing fucking shoes. Yeah, aren't you a big boy? Can't you wear shoes? It's like, what the fuck? This motherfucker wants some pussy, but yet he does some fucking bullshit. Just like the niggers say, a fucking buster. Or busta. That's how you pronounce it? Did I say it right? I don't know. But let's continue.
$200. How much what you got on this?
Don't worry.
Don't worry?
I know it's more than this.
Yeah, man. Like, what the fuck? This bitch has some nice fucking titties and a nice body. But her fucking face... No, she looks like a fucking raccoon. Yes, Rocket the Raccoon from the fucking Guardians of the Galaxy. I would say she looks like Ronan Gray, but Ronan Gray is too cool to be this fucking bitch. Yeah, this chick is a fucking dumbass whore, and she needs to get raped. Yeah, send her ass to India.
You look good as fuck, though.
All niggas talking about...
You stupid faggot. Can't you tell by now that this bitch doesn't want you? Yes, she's fucking disgusted by you. You're a fucking retard. Yes, now go fucking kill yourself or something because this bitch will never love you. She'll never fucking be with you. She will reject you, so yeah, either deal with it or don't. But knowing you, because you're a nigger, you keep on coming.
Abortion dumpsters are filled with nigger babies. They're more useful to the world pushing up bases, even more so than slavery. But some say it's distasteful and waste. So I turn to the left and sprinkle them with
bases. What a fucking loser. This chick has this dude wrapped around her finger. And this guy is too fucking retarded to realize. Yeah, he fucking bailed her out and trying to fucking feed her and all this shit. And he's trying to fucking get with her too. Like, you're stupid. You lost the narrative. Leave her alone. Abandon her. Yeah. Yes, at least just keep it some of your dignity. But no, you rather fucking give it all away, like how you give your butthole to fucking dumb fucking people. Yeah, don't be like this fucking nigger. Yes, let this be a cautionary tale of being a fucking homo. What would happen to you if you follow this guy's footsteps? So yes, friends, don't do it. This guy's a bitch and a loser. So yes, friends. What can you do? What can you do? If I had a gun, you know, but then I'll go to jail, so I can't. So anyways, I better shit to my fucking mouth before I get arrested or something. Right? Please don't arrest me. No, please no. Anyways, you take care of yourself, friend, and get stronger and don't get arrested, because civil war is around the corner. And you can't fight if you're locked up. Okay, friends? So, goodbye. Body snatching babies out of fruit, turning little kids into microbes, extra greasy immigrants, grab your day, chained and beat for penny. So soft and sweet, I don't know what it is. The sauce is just as in this cooking. Must be all the Kool-Aid provided by the lips. Any sugar can be gifts. They say they're hard, but I swear these niggers tell me fits. Slaughter has what could up as a haunted house. We've got the ruins. Your brother and your spouse come up by hooks of the night. Southern flank homicide way down south. You're looking for your daughter, but you ain't found her. She's with Grace, the menacing white hood behind the new ground. And just a reminder, make the hood serve fresh liquors left on the side for thinness. Service with a smile, give compliments to the chef.